Oh my god.
I love the dynamic. I love this show. I really do. I love it.
Let's time to make the babies. Come on.
Thank you very much. And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. Brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with my partners, Jeremy Broen.
What up?
At DFF underscore Madman. And Shane Manila.
Good evening, sir.
At DFF underscore Shane. And part of why I was laughing and that voice that you heard at the beginning of it is our special guest we got here going on. It's Zach Reed, the Tacid Assassin 13.
That's the one.
Hey, I did it. Wait, yeah. What are you correcting me? I did it.
Oh, you know say it with more confidence next time.
Pop quiz. Zach.
What does Tacid mean?
Are you asking me?
No, you should know. It's your handle.
Well, the best part of this is I can edit this out, so I have no idea. So you tell me.
Unspoken, implied.
Ah, okay.
Silent Assassin. He said unspoken, he meant unspoken.
That's what I said.
Said unspoken. Rewind it.
So, Zach, so like while I was trying to do the opening and you were saying how much you love the show because of the way we were all like ripping on each other, so thanks, and thanks for being here.
I love this show, and I appreciate you guys having me on. This is I'm just checking things off my bucket list this last month and a half. This is awesome.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you coming on. And you know, it's a great time right now because we got all the preseason games rolling and the camps and everything. But then we have this horrible news last night of Darius Geis out for the year.
Crying again.
Yeah, that's awful. And it's, I mean, you know something like this is going to happen in the preseason. It does every year. And you hope it doesn't, but man, Geis is, man, that's crushing. I mean, he's such a promising young running back. You were waiting to see what happened. You've been hearing about, you know, in camp, he's going to get some receiving work. He's going to, look, this could be a bell cow. And then to have the ACL and just be that sucks, man. That sucks.
It really hurt too. I read an article yesterday before the game started where it was saying he wasn't even going to play. They were like, we're going to hold him back and everything. And then next thing you know, he's got a torn ACL. And Jeremy and I are in a rookie draft right now. He had the 103, and him and I were going back and forth with trades. I was trying to get that so I could get Geis, and then Jeremy took Geis. So, but I think I ended up having him on 9 leagues. So.
Jeremy. Yeah, I'd still rather have a Darius Geis with a torn ACL than Allen Robinson, just so you know.
Well, yeah, that's what we were trying to work on, too. Yeah, and you know, it's 2 years in a row. I had Dalvin Cook last year. At least I got 3 games out of Dalvin before I lost him.
Oh, now you're the kiss of death. It's like my co-host on the Dynasty Dummies, Kyle LeBrec. He does the same thing. Like he had Odell last year. He drafted Geis this year. He was just talking to me about how he thought Crowell was going to be, you know, he's like, oh, Crowell's looking great. And then, you know, you saw him, you know, go head first into a pile in the end zone in the preseason game today and go out with possible concussion. I mean, it's just, oh.
You know, a lot of people talk about this stuff and they talk about it year after year after year. Get rid of the preseason, lower the preseason, do this or that. But they always say it'll never happen. But I mean, for us dynasty guys, we spend months and months and months putting these freaking teams together, getting these guys we like, and then boom, like that, they're gone.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, it'll never happen because the NFL oligarchs. I don't know.
Oligarchs.
There's I almost guys. Spit my drink out.
Yeah. The definition is rich mean fuckers. So all those racist plantation owners, they will never let that happen because they need a reason to keep boosting the ticket prices and the television contracts. And part of that is, you know, the preseason games are part of that package. So that will never happen. They don't care about the players. I mean, honestly, a player could die. 15 players a week could die during the preseason and they'll still play the preseason. Somehow college football does all right without a preseason. That's weird. But it does suck about Geis, man. Here's the other thing. Say Samaj Perrine, who I never pronounce his name correct, or the same two times in a row.
Yeah. Isn't it Samaje Perrine?
Yeah, say he runs away with that running back one role in Washington this year, and it actually is good. Say he rushes for 1,000 yards and maybe 300 yards receiving. What happens with Geis going forward?
He gets his job back once he returns because he was drafted so highly and he's better.
And depends on how he goes through rehab and how he comes back from the injury. The one thing that I didn't particularly like is I saw some people on Twitter talking about, well, you know, he got hurt a lot in college and this is just follow up and it's just going to be, that's what's going to happen to him every year and we need to give up on him already. And I don't want to do that's what people are saying. So I don't know what you think.
I think that's an overreaction. That's got to be. I mean, seriously, as a first round rookie running back talent taken in the second round, Washington was looking at him in the first, ended up getting him in the second. Huge value. Nah, I mean, no way. That guy is. He'll be fine. Well, as long as the ACL heals.
All right. Well, if not Samaje Perrine, then who else do you have?
Capri Bibbs.
I was going to say, you have any hope for Capri Bibbs or Rob Kelly or Chris Thompson?
James Hanmore, a writer at Dynasty Football Factory, which we actually all write for, except you, Sipes.
yeah, I'm not a writer. I just do all the other stuff, but go ahead.
James Hanmore wrote a pretty good article on Capri Bibbs, the curious case of Capri Bibbs, talking him up. He's a guy that I added in a couple leagues just because, honestly, who knows? The thing is I was hoping Geis would have a pass catching role, especially came out. Chris Thompson said he's not going to be healthy until November. He didn't say he won't be healthy. He said he's not going to be fully healthy until November. So, I mean, it really kills you for Geis because it was setting up to be such a nice season. But anyway, that's done. So, I mean, the problem with Perrine, whatever his name is, he knows his name. He's not available on waivers anywhere. So your choices are really probably going to come down to Capri Bibbs and Rob Kelly. And honestly, if you're in enough leagues, just grab them both or grab whichever one's available, because one of them's going to end up getting some run this year. I guarantee it. One of them's going to have a 4-week stretch where they look like a world beater and you're thinking you found the next, you know, hidden treasure.
Yeah, right. It is funny. I went back and looked at some of my rosters because I had Geis on a lot of them. And it turns out I didn't even realize it, but I had Capri Bibbs on like 5 rosters. I guess I must have picked him up late last year and stuff, you know?
Oh, wait up. This is really big.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh. What's the breaking news?
So I am checking my Twitter, and I just got a new follow. And the follow is from Curious Couple.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So apparently she's bi, he's straight, and she has some huge breasts.
What are you talking about? So Zach, well then what do you think about with Geis gone? Do you have any hopes for Rob Kelly, Capri Bibbs, Samaje Perrine, Chris Thompson? What are you doing over there?
Oh, it's pretty ugly. I mean, Chris Thompson is the guy that I want in that backfield just because I think that he has the receiving upside if he's healthy, although he's talking about not being healthy until November. So maybe that's just a shit show. Maybe I don't want any of it. Kyle screaming in my ear, Samaje Perrine, and I'm giving him a definitive no because I think Perrine is a plotter. But, oh, it's just ugly. I mean, it was Geis, man. Geis was the guy who was going to deliver you to the promised land there in Washington.
Yeah.
Let me say this about Perrine. He's obviously not great because they went out and immediately replaced him after his first season. but he's going to be serviceable. I was just looking at, you know, his game logs from last year. He had RB3 week or better, 6 out of his final 7 weeks, including 2 running back 1 weeks, weeks 12 and 13. And he actually looked decent catching passes, which was a concern coming into the league. If you can get him cheap, I would, especially if you have a title contender, because Chris Thompson, as Zach stated, and I stated before that when he was gone, he stated that he's not healthy now. And he is a guy that is legitimately injury prone. Rob Kelly, we've seen what he can do. Yeah, Rob Kelly is not a receiving threat. He's not a good running back. And Capri Bibbs is a lottery ticket. So If you have a team that's a title contender, now might be the time to buy on Perrine before he whatever his name is, before he rips off a couple of decent games in season and someone holds your feet over the barrel for a first round rookie pick or something.
Well, there was another rookie that went down too that, you know, he was in the real NFL. He was a late pick. He was like a sixth round pick, but in dynasty leagues, everybody was really looking forward to Deion Kane doing something. And then he went down and he's done for the year. Do you have any feelings about that? Any of the three of you?
Sadness, general sadness. Yeah, Deion
Kane. Bad for the guy.
Yeah, he was getting good pub about how well he was doing in camp. You know, he's a Clemson receiver, and we all love Clemson receivers because they're all great in the pros, except for Martavius Bryant.
Shane loves Clemson receivers.
Everyone does. So now, let's see. We're looking at it. We've got ourselves a choice of Ryan Grant, Darius Fountain, Chester Rogers, or last year's late round shiny fun thing, Krishan Hogan. Who you buying, Zach?
I've already bought Darius Fountain in the fifth round, late fourth or early fifth of all my rookie drafts, because he's a 6'1 guy who his catch radius is huge, and he's got pretty good burst in short areas. And so he does things a little bit differently than T.Y. Hilton, and so he's not duplicating what Hilton does, but giving Luck a guy who separates and is big. It's kind of, you know, you're hoping he does something similar to what Moncrief did with touchdown upside. So I think that's my late round flyer there. Can I just say that this is the part of the program where, I mean, I'm just still kicking around the injury to Geis. This might be the part of the program where I suggest buying some of the back end guys off rosters, or maybe even a certain recently retired running back who may make a resurgence.
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah. I mean, that he may be on your waiver wire right now. And
I just cut him. Just cut him last week. I had to get down to like 36 spots, and he was my last cut.
Free is a good price. I don't mean to, you know, gloss over Krishan Hogan, but that was on my mind.
No, that's actually a really good point. I mean, especially for if we're supposed to be talking about player value and trade value and grabbing people. I mean, you're right. With them, we just pretty much said we didn't like any of the choices that they had on the roster. So maybe they will go out and grab one of those guys.
Or even somebody like Amir Abdullah, who is in a situation where there are a bunch of guys in front of him. I know Shane's on Mark Walton, so maybe maybe Giovanni Bernard is in the crosshairs in terms of trade. I mean,
Shane is on Mark Walton's.
Oh my God! I wish everybody could have saw Shane's face though when Zach said Shane is on Mark Walton.
Yeah, Shane. I like Mark Walton a lot. You know what though?
Shane's face lit up.
We did kind of transition to the Colts running back situation, which is an absolute horror show. Jesus, Marlon Mack is injured again, which I feel like I've said a lot this offseason. Well, I guess we're not really the offseason anymore. Naheem Hines fumbled like 17 times last night, right?
One game, yes.
One game. no, give or take 15.
That's a record.
There was definitely two fumbles involved, and he's a pass-catching guy anyway, though. And Jordan Wilkins isn't really any good at football, and I don't care what anyone says. Oh, he's a power back. He's not good at football, guys. I don't care how big he is. He's just not. So DeMarco Murray might come out of retirement and go there, and DeMarco Murray not available in any league I'm in because he's still on my rosters.
Well, that works out good.
But yeah, Gio Bernard. Oh my God. Can you imagine Gio in Indianapolis?
I can't imagine you in a league. You're such a stubborn bastard. You having holding on to DeMarco Murray. Do you still have Justin Blackmon as well? On your
I will say this. We had one draft, and it's a league that I'm representing the podcast for. I believe I might have told you guys. I don't know.
He's representing us without telling us.
It's the Emperor's League, the Emperor's Dynasty League. And I definitely drafted Auction, actually. Got me some Justin Blackmon. I let him go, though. As soon as it was a free cutdown period, I said, all right, I don't think he's coming back, and I let him go.
No, dropped him for Dorial Green Beckham.
No, you didn't.
Man, I get burned me.
So, what, Zach, what are you doing? Are you doing anything with that Colts backfield? Is there anyone you're buying on? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jordan Wilkins is good. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm hoping Marlon Mack gets healthy. I mean, that's really where we're at. It's you know, and you don't like to see hamstring, but he's the guy. He is the guy. And I guess if you can get Hines cheap pass catching, I mean, that's, you know, you get more points for catching the ball than you do for running the ball. And so that's it. But it's an ugly backfield, and it should have been so nice. I mean, you were expecting them in the last couple of years to take a running back, you know, in the draft that was with some capital, but they just didn't. They've kind of done the Baltimore thing where we're going to patch this together.
Yeah, I was at the NFL draft this year, and every time the Colts were on the clock, people were just waiting for them to pick a running back. And every time they didn't, a friend of mine that was with us has Marlon Mack on his team, and he was just cheering every single time, you know, every time they didn't pick anybody. Shane?
Well, they needed offensive line to help so badly. I don't remember what I was going to say because you cut me off.
Well, that's good. Then we'll go on to the next thing. So a relatively new thing that just happened over here with the Jets. You know, we already lost Elijah Maguire, right? Is he gone for a little bit or whatever? But Crowell's got a concussion, right, in the game right now. Didn't he just get a concussion?
Well, Zach brought that up. We think it's a concussion because he left with a head injury, and I don't think it was like a gunshot wound, so it's probably a concussion. Oh,
so God. What's left? What do we got? Bilal Powell there? Is that what the deal is?
He looked terrible today.
Hey, it's Trenton Cannon time, man.
Yeah, I love that guy. Shane, you took notes. You took notes, Jeremy, on that one episode.
Jeremy did bring up the fact that Trenton Cannon is a good stash player, and then, you know, just reading around. I like to search the web and just look up, you know, different training camp news, and apparently he's having a good camp. So I said, why not? I mean, he's basically an injury and a cut away. Say Bilal Powell doesn't make that roster and Crowell gets hurt, and it's an open backfield.
Okay,
Slice,
well,
wasn't on that show, and Shane thought I was making that player name up for the Jets. He's like,
he is a real player.
He looked it up. He goes, "Oh well, I'm surprised to find out this is a real, actual player."
I mean, yeah. That whole team is another team. Then, do you care about anybody running the ball there?
Yes,
they're an interesting. It's funny because
yes,
they're fucking terrible, but yes, they've actually produced some points in fantasy from the running backs. I mean, the last 2-3 years, Bilal Powell's come in mid-season and given you league winners. They actually use the running back in the passing game. So a guy like Trenton Cannon, or even Crowell, who catches the ball better than people think. Crowell was a guy that I'm on big time this year for like a 1-year rental because he was so cheap. I mean, if he comes in and runs for 900, 1,000 yards, but catches 40 balls, that's a real good year for a guy you didn't pay for. Now, Cannon's small. I mean, I think he's only like, what, 5'9 or so? I mean, he's not a big guy.
He's small.
Yeah, but he ran the ball. It was Virginia State, and I could be wrong on that one.
No, you're right. 5'9", like 180 pounds.
He's not very big, but he actually has some pretty gaudy numbers running the ball in college. And his last year, he caught the ball a little bit. And so that's something, I mean, I've been looking at receiving out in college and how it translates into the NFL. And over the last 4 years, there have been 74 guys who have caught 30 or more passes in a season. Okay. Out of those 74, only 14 did not have a season in college where they had more than 20 pass receptions. So it's this... The NFL is not very creative.
No.
We're not looking at guys who don't catch the ball and then saying, oh, well, maybe they could. That doesn't happen. It's, okay, well, this guy catches the ball, so he's going to catch the ball.
And those pass-catching backs have a chance. They're given a long leash to actually make rosters because of that ability. And so they stick around, and they end up being third down backs, or, you know, change of pace guys, make the special teams, whatever it is. And then when there's an injury, they get their shot to play because of that ability to catch.
And the great thing about receiving backs is they don't need all that much usage to be useful to you that week. You get me 4 receptions for 60 yards. Oh, there's 10 points. Thank you very much. And just looking at Trenton Cannon on a player profiler. because he doesn't have a pitcher.
Jeremy's trying to add up how those points work.
He doesn't.
What kind of league is that, man?
4 receptions, 60 yards, PPR.
Yeah.
Each catch would be worth a point.
4.
Yeah. Four. Well, I was told there was going to be no math here.
That is 10 points. No, good job, you, buddy.
Zach, thank this you. Is Trust great because Jeremy was making fun of him, and then he just turned it around on him.
I know. He's gotten good at this, hasn't he?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm sure you guys do the same thing. When I look at – when I see stats crawls on the bottom on Sundays, and, you know, I don't – I break it down into points, even if it's not my players, immediately.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, he has 172 yards rushing, so that's at least 17.2 points. Assuming there's no bonuses. But Trenton Cannon, he was in the 81st percentile in college dominator rating, and he's a 78th percentile spark athlete. And this is a little frightening because this is a guy I liked way back when. His best comparable player is Taiwan Jones. But you know, definitely he could be a receiving back. He seems to be very athletic. He's got a really good burst score and agility score. His spark score is brought down by the fact that he can't bench press worth a shit. But yeah, I mean, that's a guy you might as well buy at this point because Bilal Powell kind of looks washed. He really wasn't that good last year. I do love
an overachiever for a
while. Yeah, Crowell had a nice receiving touchdown tonight, actually. So hopefully he comes back from that concussion fairly soon. He does not have any history of concussions that I remember, so I wouldn't be too concerned.
So none of you guys like Bilal Powell then? You just blow past him, don't have anything for him?
If he's on your roster, hold him, because Jesus, you know, one more guy goes down there and right now he would be the starting running back.
I was going to say, he is the starting right now.
He would be. Yeah.
So the other thing that we had on the news here was obviously Antonio Callaway with his drug problem and this problem. I mean, somebody tweeted the other day the list of all the things wrong he's done already before even getting in here and playing. So I know, Shane, you have some FF statistics here on him about him.
Well, actually, so I started doing an article on Jarvis Landry. So I hit up our buddy Addison Hayes, Amaze Hayes. And I was using his site, FF Statistics, because frankly, it's the best data site there is out there.
Absolutely.
And it's only been out there about, I don't know, maybe 2 months, maybe?
Yeah. But Addison put together some good stuff over there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I actually just bought a season pass on his site today for $10 because first of all, that's well worth it. He's got a start sit tool that I'm going to be using all season long because I'm terrible at picking lineups. But anyway, and he also just added a ton of stats today because we were DMing. I don't know what other site you can DM and say, you know, it'd be really cool if this was on your site, and they freaking add it.
Addison's pretty good with the stats, that's for sure. So I
was doing an article on Jarvis Landry, why I think he's going to lead the league in targets. And part of my reasoning for that was the fact that Antonio Callaway is probably going to go to prison at some point before the season.
Sure seems like it.
But boy, if he does not,
boy,
how good is that kid? Seriously, did anyone watch Cleveland last night?
Yeah. Zach's head's some bouncing back and forth. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming Callaway's going to be the wide receiver too in that offense because Josh Gordon, he can't make it through preseason because he has to hide from the Hard Knocks cameras. I don't see. Well, I mean, that's why, right? So how's he going to deal with cameras in his face for 18 straight weeks? So Callaway, assuming he doesn't go to prison, is going to be the wide receiver two on that offense.
And the only reason he's a wide receiver two is because Njoku's the wide receiver one.
Well, Landry will be. But so what Callaway's probably – what Cal – I don't get humor. What Callaway's looking at under Todd Haley-led offenses –
Todd I wish Haley people could see offenses. Zach's face.
Todd Haley-led offenses, typically the wide receiver two, sees a 16.78% target share. So are we thinking Antonio Callaway, if he can stay away from getting suspended, we think he could be a wide receiver three this year? Am I dreaming too high for the kid?
No, he could be. I mean, like, that's the whole – he went in the third round because of this talent, you know, ignoring the fact that he was, you know, credit card fraud and, you know, arrested with possession, intent to distribute with a pedophile in his car. Like, all, oh, like, all this stuff. Like, this all happened. And Cleveland was like, yeah, no, we're drafting the heir apparent to Josh Gordon right now, which
– Well, they did the same thing with Gordon.
Degree of irony there. But yeah, like he's good, but I'm not touching him. I'm very risk averse when it comes to stupid shit off the field. Like, you can do what you want. You can be Odell Beckham on the field and be a diva and that sort of thing, and I don't care because you're on the field. But if you're doing stupid stuff off the field, like I have two rules in life, man. And the first one is don't do stupid shit. The second one is make it look like you've done it before. And if you can do those two things, you're doing all right.
Well, don't hold a grudge against us based on what you just said. I mean, because we're doing a podcast with Shane. Forgive us. But what I want to say about Antonio Callaway is if you're getting that guy in the fourth round, that's all right. I mean, that's the biggest lottery ticket in the world in rookie drafts is your fourth round pick. If you're getting Antonio Callaway, Dede Westbrook, or anybody else for that matter, that's when you take your shot. You're swinging for the fences. That's okay. But if you're overpaying for that guy and you're not risk averse, you're just like, okay, sure, that's foolish in dynasty football. I've learned that the hard way with Martavis Bryant, Josh Gordon, all those guys. And it's funny though, the Browns taking Callaway after all the experiences they've had with Josh Gordon, Manziel, all the kind of guys with the, you know, the flighty nature, you know, they taking him that high was a shock, I think, to me.
Well, speaking of the Browns, we also had Corey Coleman being traded over to the Bills. So,
here's the timeline, right? Antonio Callaway, he is a sell as high as you possibly can, and I get a response back in a trade offer basically the next day, I believe. Like, too late, he's already been charged. I'm like, are you goddamn mother? Kidding me. Like,
you lost your window.
I was trying to sell this motherfucker for you know, like, legitimate, like Jordan Howard. Like, yeah, he Corey Coleman's gone, so Callaway and Josh Gordon's not there, so Callaway's sell window high is right now. And then it was like 14 minutes later he's going to prison. But yeah, it was heartbreaking. So I do have a minor trade alert. So we won't yell. Here's the problem with Callaway. I do love the talent, but what I have to do is not watch him play football so that I can just trade him away and be done with it. So I did make a trade for him, and I traded him away straight up for Mark Walton after he was arrested. Got really quiet. Really quiet.
I know. If everybody could see the faces, everybody's kind of like bouncing their heads.
I love how you made that seem like, you know what, I'm going to steer away from my biases. I'm not going to watch Antonio Callaway play really good football. I'm just going to be unbiased and trade him away for my favorite player, Mark Walton.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. You got to remember, the market's limited after a player was just arrested for weed and he has a history of committing crimes and he had gun parts and bullets in the car because apparently he doesn't know how guns work.
Jeez.
But yeah, Corey Coleman, Zach, what are you thinking? You got to be loving the fact that he's in Buffalo, right? He's the wide receiver one.
Yeah, I had said, yes.
Such a roller coaster of emotion because you hear Corey Coleman's been traded from the Browns and you're like, yes, like, this is awesome. We've been waiting for this. And then the scroll comes along and it's to the Bills. And you're like, okay, so.
Anywhere but there.
Yeah, I mean, you went from, like, the Browns, who are maybe trending up. They've been the worst team in the league, to the Bills, who are trying to claim that throne.
Well, here's the thing. No matter how bad the Bills are going to be, and they're going to be atrocious, and if Shady goes to prison for, you know, trying to get his ex-girlfriend murdered,
we don't know that.
No, I said if. Okay. I don't know if he did it. I don't have any inside information. I don't need anyone coming to my house.
It is, like, really quiet, though. You're right. You know, after that happened, that story came out, and then nobody's talking about it again.
Just if Shady happens to be listening to this, I don't know anything, so please don't send anyone to my house.
Dude, he listens to this podcast. Why did you say that?
Yes, and Shane lives in Philly. Or no, actually, Shane lives in Alaska. So
there you go. There you go.
I bet he does. He's been lying to us.
You guys are horrible. It's going to be a lot of editing tonight.
Yes, I'm fine. I know
it's
good.
If you need the guest bedroom, Maine, you can hide away here. There's not a lot going on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to because he will actually kill me. All right, so the Bills are going to be really bad, right? Their defense isn't actually good either. They're going to have to throw the ball at least 400 times, right? We'll say at least 400.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so their receiving core or their pass catchers consist of Kelvin Benjamin, who's not good at actually catching, Charles Clay, who's injured a lot, Corey Coleman, and then who? Zay Jones?
Good God.
I mean, outside of those, 1, 2, 3, 4, say Shady doesn't go to prison. All right, there's five guys. Like, someone's going to walk out of there with at least 100 and something targets. If it's Corey Coleman, if he sees 100 and something targets, he's going to put up really good numbers this year, and I'm going to look really smart for not trading him.
And Zach agrees.
I think you're right, and I think this is the big-time buy window because, like you said, he could be the one there this year. If, and this is a big if Josh Allen is actually an NFL quarterback and he's actually, look, he made a couple throws in the game yesterday that, like, there were windows that should not have been open that he made throws. There were a couple of throws where he tried to dump it to a running back on a screen 6 feet away, and he threw it, you know, into the third row of the bleachers. Like, I get that. He's not consistent. It's ugly. He does have some arm talent, and if that happens, and if Corey Coleman is the one on a team with a guy who can throw it 70 yards without even batting an eye, Coleman flashed a couple times. When he wasn't breaking his hands, he was playing very well.
Yeah.
And that's my thing is, now I've heard rumblings, nothing confirmed about character issues. All right, whatever. He's a 24-year-old kid. Maybe I have a type at this point, it seems like, and I'm trying to stay away from these guys, but whatever. He's going to be in Buffalo, and from what I understand, there's nothing to do in Buffalo. Like, I don't think they have strip clubs or clubs anything.
I don't know. He's close to Niagara, man. I mean, not that I know anything about that.
But. I was going to say, the way you said that, Zach.
But he's going to have – so his competition for targets is Kelvin Benjamin. And even though I trashed him, he's not the worst receiver. But he's clearly not a wide receiver one. He should not be the wide receiver one.
Separation from Cam Newton yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious.
Cam was sticking on him like white on rice, man. He was not letting him go. And Kelvin was just – that's the fastest I've seen him run, though. But look, Corey Coleman, if he can stop breaking his hands, is going to see 110, 120 targets. I think you're looking at a wide receiver too with those targets. I've talked about it before. The guy's athletically gifted. He is closest player comp is Odell Beckham Jr. on Player Profiler. He just needs to stay healthy, and he just needs to stay in the game, basically.
Well, you know, we also had three other things that we kind of skipped over last week with Bob Harris on the show. We didn't get to Doug Baldwin and Delaney Walker and Stephon Diggs. So did you want to touch on a couple of those things?
No. I mean, okay.
You put them on the show sheet, so I thought maybe you wanted to talk about them.
Well, me and Jack got into this the other night on the Dynasty Dummies podcast, which is a great podcast. And if it's not in your rotation, you're probably not that bright. So you should really download it because it's a great show.
Okay, hold on. That is true. You should definitely download it. I do love the fact that Shane, when he promotes our show on Twitter, he's always quick to slam everybody that's not listening to us or subscribing to us and everything, which, listen, I guess the people that aren't listening aren't going to hear this, so only the people that are listening hear it. But it is true. If you're not listening to a show, you're not stupid. Maybe you just didn't know, but add it to your rotation and listen to it.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so I have somewhere upwards of 5,000 followers, right? And I know for a fact that not all of them are listening to our show. And I know they've seen my advertisements for said podcast because I do a lot of promoting. So if they don't listen to our show, I really don't give a flying fuck what they think. It's really that simple. them. The show's awesome, and if they don't want to listen to it, then they can go fuck themselves. But me and Zach were talking about this, and I think we came to the conclusion that he likes Tyler Lockett, and I like no one there if Doug Baldwin can't go.
I'm moderately interested. Don't put like on Tyler Lockett for me. Like,
yeah, don't put like.
He's moderately interesting if Baldwin misses time, but there's not enough of a passing volume for anybody in that offense. I mean, Doug Baldwin didn't even see that many targets. He's just really good. And Lockett's fast, and you know, he's got a little bit of that yards after catch, and maybe with Russell Wilson moving around the pocket, that becomes interesting. But I'm really hoping that Doug Baldwin is not hurt.
Well,
someone tweeted it out earlier, and I've been looking. I haven't seen anything. Did CJ Procise get hurt again?
Really, you're doing this to me? Really?
Do we care? Look,
I care.
Okay.
It's obviously between the two of them, Jeremy. So.
Oh, I guess.
Because look at Zach.
He just like slapped me there. That was. Procise is my guy, and I need him to be healthy because he's so good.
Because I was going to say he's probably the best wide receiver on that team outside of Doug Baldwin. If you're not running him, nah, he gets hurt on receptions too. Never mind.
The other thing that you had on here, like I said, with those lists was Stephon Diggs, which we've been talking about for months. People say all this kind of stuff between him and Thielen, and then he signed that contract and Kirk Cousins there. So do you think anything's up with that, or is it just the same thing we've talked about for months?
Zach, I don't talk to you on every episode. So what's your thoughts on this whole Diggs versus Thielen? Because I know the other guy's thoughts.
I love Stephon Diggs. I'm a really big fan of Stephon Diggs, and I think that the contract, I mean, they had to keep him there. They had to pay him to keep him there. And I like what they're doing as far as, bringing in Kirk Cousins and kind of opening that offense up a little bit. And I'm very, very excited. I've actually been trying to get Diggs from Kyle in our home league to no avail yet. But I haven't given up. I think Diggs is kind of, when you're drafting, you take whichever one's cheaper because they're both going to produce somewhere in the same range. One of them's going to be a wide receiver one. The other one's going to be a mid-range wide receiver two. And, you know, it's dealer's choice as to which one's which.
Yep.
But I think long-term, man, Diggs has got the upside to be a top five. And that really excites me.
It pretty much goes that way. Yeah, I was going to say, for Jeremy and I, we're on the Diggs side, and Shane's been on the Thielen side in the past, at least. You know,
you've been listening to Jake too much.
Yeah, no, there's no bias there at all, right?
I have issues with guys that have soft tissue injury.
Get out of here. Have you watched? Stephon Diggs was a five-star athlete. He's a superstar by comparison. That guy's amazing. Soft tissue, but you see,
doesn't
matter
if he can't play.
Oh, come on, man. You jumped on a Thielen bandwagon. I love Thielen, but he is no Stephon Diggs. The dude is like in a different class.
Right, but I mean, again, the best ability is, I'm not saying that f***ing cliche. You got to get on the f***ing field. That's my only concern with Diggs, seriously, is just how many times he's landed on the injury report. And he didn't miss any games last year, I don't think, but he was on the injury report quite a bit. If the guy is right all season, like Zach said, he's probably a top five wide receiver. He is that good.
I want to see how he does with Cousins. I think it's going to be even better.
Just buy Kyle Rudolph. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I love that too.
Well, before we get on to the rest of the show, we did have to speak about our sponsor. We had to talk about our sponsor, gtbets.eu, and it's the official sponsor for the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. Are you looking to get in on some action in today's game? Head on over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs with updated odds covering all the major sports. Head on over to gtbets.eu, place your first bet in minutes with their simple-to-use registration process. So register now, earn $500 in free money. Simply add Trades HQ in the referred by field to get the highest possible week... Shane is dancing. The highest possible welcome bonus. I'm sorry. It's so hard to do that with Shane dancing and Jeremy moving his...
Trade alert.
Hello.
Trade alert.
We got a trade. What's the trade, Shane? I love that Zach is cracking up.
I'll just put this out there that I was trying to, Aaron Jones was another one of those players I was trying to get in every league. And I sent out what I thought were fair offers. And you know, every league, I wasn't trying to lowball guys. He's a hard player right now to peg with the suspension and the fact that he wasn't able to suit up for every game last year and was injured. But just the offers I was getting back. So I'd offer, let's just say, a Josh Doxton type player, and it would be countered with a 2019 first for Aaron Jones. I'm like, what? Like, what did I miss here? Like, I like Aaron Jones, but a 2019 first is a little obscene, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not just, and it wasn't just one league. It was every league was like that. So anyway, the trade was Jamison Crowder for Aaron Jones.
So wait, so this is a trade you made where you gave up Jamison Crowder for Aaron Jones?
Yes.
Oh, I want the Crowder side.
I was just going to say the same thing.
We're going to have a lot of fun, man. Crowder is like Jarvis Landry light this year for me. Like, he's going to see tons of targets. Alex Smith is that guy who, yeah, I know Pro Football Focus had him as the best rated deep ball thrower in the league last year. It's because Tyreek Hill was creating 6 feet of separation. That's Crowder's game. It's not the deep ball, but creating that separation. And that's where Alex Smith is going to funnel the ball. I'm in on Crowder, and you and Kyle can keep Aaron Jones. Have fun. I just saw Ty Montgomery block yesterday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wait, did he block or did he just run the wrong route?
He trucked a guy. Wow. It was great.
See, I agree with Zach as well. I would definitely would rather have the Crowder side too. And it's funny too, Zach, because a lot of times Jeremy and I are on one side and Shane's on the other. And so you say this, Zach, I say it too. And Jeremy's head's bouncing all over the place saying he agrees too.
Oh, yeah. I love Aaron Jones, but I like Crowder even better. And in that trade, I think that you want the Crowder side. We don't know what Aaron Jones is going to do there yet.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And, you know, everyone that listens to this show knows that I'm in – upwards of 30 leagues. let's just leave it at that. Because if my wife ever looks at any of my bank statements, we're going to probably get divorced.
I'll edit that out for you.
No, it's fine. We're marriage counseling. We're fine. it's my fault. I mean, I understand that.
Well, plus you're going to be adding the Listener League, which we're going to talk about at the end of the show, by the way. We meant to say that at the beginning of the show. We're going to put out the 13 names that we picked for the new Listener
League. The winners.
Join
us. So I do love Crowder. I think Crowder's going to be a very good wide receiver. He's going to have a very nice 2-year stretch with Alex Smith, unless, of course, Washington lets him go after this season and just sticks in whatever kid they drafted in the 7th round that's basically a clone of him. But Showtime, Trey Quinn, there you go. Aaron Jones is a really good player. I think he's really underrated. He dropped 2 running back 4 weeks last year, week 5 and week 7. Of course, and then he was injured, and Jamal Williams had a couple really good weeks. But I think Aaron Jones is a more complete back there. He's a better pass catcher. I just like his build. I just like everything about him, his college production. I just think he's got a 96th percentile college dominator rating. He's a decent athlete. Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I bought into Ty Montgomery, but the problem with Ty Montgomery was every time he carried the ball, he was injured.
He did the same thing Aaron Jones did. Like, he was great for the 6 games that he was in, and then he got hurt, and then Jones came in and got hurt, and then Jamal Williams came in and got hurt, and then Jones came back. And like, it's look, whoever is in that backfield is going to be productive. I want the cheapest one, and I want Ty Montgomery because not only is he the cheapest back in that backfield, but he's a guy who, let's just say, you know, one of the receivers is injured, he can slide out into the slot and be productive there too. So you're getting kind of a double play on your value there.
And I'm banking on the wide receiver that Alex Smith is throwing to with that kind of volume over a Mike McCarthy running back.
So, I was just going to say about the running
situation.
That's what I was just going to say, Jeremy. When was the last time we even had a running back out of Green Bay that we would feel comfortable putting in our starting lineup every single week? You know,
Dorsey Levens
with Fat Eddie.
Dorsey. Well, you guys stepped on each other, but that's pretty funny. Dorsey Levins, but then you said Fat Eddie. But yeah, you know, so I agree. I would go with the wide receiver that you would hope. What?
I started. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, so my point was, and before I started rambling and went off to left field as I'm at to do, I own Jameson Crowder in about 20 leagues. I owned Aaron Jones in zero. So, you know, I wanted a share of him somewhere. So I wasn't, that wasn't my offer in every league where I owned Jameson Crowder. I was trying different wide receivers, different players and whatnot. And that was the only offer. That's another guy that I made about 20 offers for, and that's the only one that was accepted.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
You know, that could actually go along with the listener question, which was one of the things we were going to talk about on the show today. And it's about, like you just saying, about wanting to get that guy, so you were making these offers. But we got a question from Big Perm 3313. And Zach, we were going to ask you your opinion, and Shane and Jeremy and everybody. But he asked us, he said, he's got a dynasty question for us. How do you get owners to trade a certain player? He said, I'm in this league called the Lost Boys, and I've been trying to acquire Diggs from this random owner. He's a good guy, but the dude hems and haws every time I send him an offer. The guy actually overanalyzes every offer to death before rejecting it. So I tried high at first by offering AJ Green for Diggs and a 2019 first.
Which is a shit trade.
Yeah. Then I tried AJ Green and a 207. I finally tried AJ Green straight up, and that got rejected. So how can I talk some sense into this owner to make this trade happen? So with Shane, you wanted that player and you wanted a share of him. So you were able to do something in that league because you wanted that player. But what about if there was a player that you just really wanted and you're talking about a specific league? How can you guys try to finesse and influence another owner to give up a player that you really want?
Well, here's the problem. You can't. If a guy doesn't want to give someone up, you can. You can overpay, and you should never do that. So what are you going to do? You can't badmouth the player, because that's the worst kind of trade offer. I hate those when someone sends you an offer and they're like, look, you need to trade me Diggs because, like, you know, it'd be like me sending the offer. He's a lot of soft tissue injuries. I think Adam Thielen's better. So why don't you let me have him? Because then I'd be like, you're a disingenuous fuck, and I hate your trading tactics. All you can do is make a fair offer.
Pivot.
Move. Yeah.
Pivot.
Yeah, like, look, yeah, like
pivot.
If you, that's the one. If you're looking at Diggs, okay, the Diggs owner won't trade you Diggs. So shift your attention. Go look at Amari Cooper. Shift your attention. Go look at Corey Davis. Go look at those guys who are in that Diggs range and are going to give you the same upside that Diggs is going to give you. That's what, and I talked about this. We had an episode a month or so ago on the psychology of dynasty. And that's one of the things I think people get stuck on, is you get stuck on the name of players. Don't think of them as the name of players. Think of the types of players that you're looking for. And if you can't get that guy, go get another one of those types of players. If I can't get somebody to give up Jarvis Landry, I'm going to go and see if I can get Golden Tate. I mean, that's just what I'm doing. Or if I can't get him, I'm going to go get Jamison Crowder for cheaper. I mean, that's what I'm doing, is I'm looking at players in terms of skill sets and types of players instead of specific. So in that case, I'd pivot. If I can't get him for a price I want, go find somebody else who's similar.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the right way to do it in certain circumstances that you're looking at. I think Shane is right when you say, the worst is when somebody tries to convince you why it's a good trade for you. You know, if you really think that it's a good trade for me, then why are you doing the trade in the first place? You know, so being disingenuous is one thing, but people trying to convince you, it makes you feel like they think you're stupid. You know, and I think you're right. I don't think you can convince anybody to trade somebody they don't want to. Shane's, what was that?
I gotta be honest with you.
They'll give them up, you know.
I like Zach's answers much better. That was a much better answer. Zach's answer was much better. I was just going to, the only thing I was going to say is I look at players in that tier as opposed to, you know, but it's the same difference, really. Like Zach's saying, like, don't get so locked in on the name of the player. Like, yes, I love Amari Cooper. Everybody knows that. But if I can't pull that trade off, there's no reason that I can't go out and trade for a different player in that tier. There's no reason I shouldn't try that.
Well, I think it's funny because that's not how you answered it. And then once Zach answered it, you kind of gave the same answer Zach did. So I guess I could see what you mean, that you like his answer better.
It was better. That's why I copied it. And then we're going to edit his out. And we'll just have him go, yes.
Meanwhile, yes. Jeremy did kind of answer, but I think we all stepped on him. So what were you saying, Jeremy?
No, it's fine. I just, in this case, you know, with AJ Green for Diggs and your example, like how would you sell the things you could sell about AJ Green? I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. So if you're throwing AJ Green up for Stephon Diggs and the Stephon Diggs owner says, you know, I'm not going to budge, I'm sure the Stephon Diggs owner knows all about AJ Green. So what would it be about AJ Green that that dynasty owner doesn't want to take on straight up for Stephon Diggs? But, and that's a question that, you know, you think of when you're involved in a trade like that. But the thing for me is value. I'm never going to offer more than a certain amount for any player, whether I've fallen in love with them or not. Some people will, but all this guy has to do is up the ante. If you really want Stephon Diggs, stop pussyfooting around and just, you know, make a strong offer. And in this particular trade, he's not talking about a random owner. This is Perm trying to get Stephon Diggs from me all freaking offseason.
Oh, wait, that was you? That was you who he's talking about?
Yeah, he's talking about me. That's our league, yeah.
I will say this.
You are horrible to trade
with. Shane, you just said the same thing I was about to say. Jeremy, you are very difficult to get a trade done with. Yes, I agree.
I won't even offer.
A good offer, man. I definitely... Oh yeah, good offer. I'll take.
I definitely do not want to ever offer Jeremy trades anymore because there's way too much like.
Well, not way too much anything.
No,
that's not going on in my head. That's when I'm trying to explain it to you. I try to speak slowly and make it clear so you don't go down the wrong with the wrong assumptions. I already knew when I got this offer that I wasn't going to take it. He's just being funny. But yeah, I'm a tough nut to crack when it comes to trades. I don't just accept anything. I love AJ Green, by the way. And also, you guys told me when this trade came across, I'm like, hey, listen, Perm offered me this trade. What do you think? Should I take AJ Green for Stephon Diggs? And both of you said no.
Oh, and I'm not saying
you're shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Stuck.
Yeah, that's not what we're saying. But yeah, no, I mean, even Shane and I have done a couple trades. When I was out in San Diego a couple weeks ago, Shane sent me a trade at like midnight or whatever, and I just said, okay, I'll do that. And you know, we didn't go back and forth or nothing. But I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, we're not saying you were wrong not to do that trade.
I think it's funny that he sent that to us.
Yeah, it is funny that he didn't mention you in it at all, you know, that it was all you.
Owner.
Well, there was one last question we did have, and Zach, this could be for you and everybody, and it goes along with all the injury stuff we talked about at the beginning of the show. But another person asked us, you know, if there's a player injured, like somebody like Geis, say he got injured, and you have a trade offer sitting out there, and it says if that player is included in that trade and it gets accepted, I mean, me personally, I disagree with this totally, but what they're asking is, do you think there should be some kind of veto in place to be able to veto a trade that way? My personal opinion, and I'm a commissioner of a lot of leagues and everything, I hate the whole vetoing anything, and I don't want to have a say in what's going on with two people's trades. But with all the injuries that's happening, what do you guys think? Do you think there should be something in place to protect somebody that didn't pull their trade offer down when an injury happens?
No. So here's the thing. Be an adult. if you have a trade offer out and there's a game going on, and you're worried about your player getting injured, rescind the trade offer.
Yep.
Offer it again when there's not a game going on. I mean, that's it. Like, look, if you put it out there and left it out there and a guy got hurt and you know, it was accepted, that's accepted.
Shame on you.
That's how it is, yeah.
Yeah. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Won't get fooled.
Is it happening? Yeah. Has it happened to you guys? Nice.
It's never happened. It's happened to you before where you left an injured guy up there, or that you accepted a trade after an injury happened?
Except not after, but like literally before, you know, that day, injured player, you know? Yeah. You've never made a trade where either the guy you traded away or the guy you traded for became hurt like immediately after you made the trade. Oh, you're talking about
That's different. We're talking about the trade is sitting in the box, and then Darius Geis gets hurt or whatever, and then somebody goes in and accepts. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm the owner, so if I'm the owner that has the trade offer sitting in the inbox, I'm probably going to go to that other owner and say, hey, do you still want to make this trade? And if he says yes, click. Because this is Dynasty, too. Like, I'm still trading for Geis. It's not like he's not dead. I mean, he hurt his knee. He'll be back next year, and he's fantastic.
Right. But Geis is kind of an extreme choice, well, maybe. What?
You know, it's like Zach said, you got to reach out to the other owner and be like, dude, are you still cool with this or do that? Whatever. The only reason that I thought of it is just because I had so many Geis offers out there this week that I wasn't even sure if I had any sitting out there. So I definitely did spend about 20 minutes going through my leaks today and making sure that I had no outstanding offers for him.
Well, that's pretty great. So, well, the last thing we want to talk about then is our Trash Dynasty trade offers, because you said we have a Trash Dynasty trade offer virgin tonight.
And he chopped his parrot. Wait, no, he popped his cherry. I said he chopped his cherry. Oh my God. So he popped his cherry.
Okay.
First Dynasty trade offer, and he didn't even know how to respond to this stuff.
So what is it?
So he was offered Doug Martin, Corey Coleman, Dede Westbrook for Keenan Allen. So what I told him, and this is perfect, is I said, listen to our next podcast and hear us laugh about it.
So what was his name? I'm sorry. I don't have it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was at Logan Holst one.
Well, welcome Logan Holst one to the world of horrible trade offers. And I will tell you this, you're very lucky that that's your first Dynasty trash trade offer. I mean, I don't know how long you've been in Dynasty, but for that to be your first one, congratulations that you don't have a whole pile of them.
Definitely. Cause it feels like as soon as you join a league, everyone's just sending you their shit. Like if you've taken it, like you take over an orphan, or if everyone knows it's like your first year playing or something, they send you the worst offers they can imagine just to see if you will take them and then get yelled at by the other owners.
Blood in the water.
That's definitely a whole nother show to go through if you're talking about that. Yeah, everybody jumps all over the new guy, that's for sure. So,
all right, we got another one. We do have another one.
All right, we got one last one, so let's wrap it up. What do you got here, there?
Man. Okay, so remember, keep in mind, this is a single quarterback league. The Crack Whores offer...
I love it.
Offer Alex Smith...
to who?
To Kentucky Bourbon makes everything better, which is a true statement.
What's the name of this league, I wonder? I wonder what the name of the league is.
Very good question.
I want to join this league. The Crack Whores and the Kentucky Bourbon makes everything better teams. That's sweet.
All right, I got to be honest with you. The Kentucky Bourbon makes everything better might be one of the best names I've ever heard in my life, because it's so sublime and it's not trying too hard, but it's just perfect.
As opposed to Crack Whores. I mean, that's kind of true.
Yeah, like the Crack Whores is just in your face. You know what I mean? Like, you know those guys that name their teams like, oh, Ball Licker. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, this
meathead. Hey, I'm the Crack Whores. I'm going to give you Alex Smith.
Well, but Kentucky Bourbon makes everything better. Like, you can tell he's not a meathead. You can tell he's a thought out dude. Anyway, so the offer was Alex Smith for Christian McCaffrey in a one quarterback league.
In a one quarterback league, obviously that's total trash. But I think definitely we hit on something with the names of these teams was a much better part of this question.
The names of the teams actually set up who made the trash dynasty. Exactly.
Like, I will say that is an offer you expect to get from Crack Whores. Like, you look at the players first and you'd be like, who the fuck set? Oh, it's Crack Whores, of course. Yeah.
We'll give you anything you want.
And then you get the second email from Crack Whores saying, Alex Smith is going to lead the Redskins in rushing this year.
Well, and that's a good way to bring the whole show full circle. You know, I will say this. You guys out there, tell us the rest of the team names in that league and the league name. I'd be really interested in knowing.
And Crack Horse, you got to do better, man. You got to do better. I don't know if you're a young man, if you're an older gentleman like us 4. But you got to come up with a, you know, look, there's ways to be.
I'll tell you what. I have a degree in creative writing. Have Crack Horse DM me. We'll do a brainstorming session. We'll come up with something.
Crack Horse.
I love it, man.
That's
Crack
awesome.
Horse, if you are listening to this show, take it up.
At TaskAssassin13.
DM him. He's a very smart man. We were talking the other night before the show, and he said like 4 sentences, and I didn't know what the fuck. I just shook my head. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No idea what he was talking about. I didn't even know it was English.
Nice. I'm following this guy that submitted this Trash Dynasty trade offer right now. Michael Ray III at the Reaping Mav. I'm following him because this was too good.
I'm going to do that, guys, too. And,
as always, we do love Trash Dynasty trade offers. And remember, don't take it too personal. Don't start fist fights over Trash Dynasty trade offers. I don't want to read about some dude getting shanked over a trade offer. I don't want to hear about that.
Well, speaking of that, and speaking of what you do and don't want to hear, we are going to announce the players that we've chosen to be in the Listener League.
I don't call them players. I call them owners.
Okay.
You call them players? Is that what you call yourself?
No.
What's your player?
So I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Screw you. So we decided to announce the owners that we've chose to be in our Listener League. Actually, when I said players, I meant the people that are going to be with us, but whatever. Yes, Jeremy?
No, I'm with you.
Oh, you stuck your finger out. Okay.
Zach's got a much better speaking voice than any of us. We should let him read them all.
Yeah.
That is false, man.
Well,
it is not false.
You know, one of the best things about Zach is he's from the New England area, but he does not have that obnoxious fucking New England
I can drop into some down east, what you can't get there from here.
Jesus.
No, I already like you better than Kevin Cotillo.
That's a low bar, man.
Very low bar. We love false Kevin. England,
okay, man. We're way off track now again. The reason I mentioned that
Ray, congratulations.
That's what I was going to say. The reason I brought it up is because a lot of the people that asked to be in the league, they all want trade offers from Shane. So I just thought that was kind of funny. But,
well, I just wanted to say one thing. We were really excited with all the emails we got.
Yes, yes.
It was really awesome. Next year, we might actually expand this out to a couple more leagues, and we might even do it this year with all the responses we got. And also, so you know, patrons, they all got first dibs. Just saying. Dynasty Trades HQ. Go check out our patrons page.
Yes, please. We did. We had a lot of great response last week after putting up the Bob Harris show. We did put it up a day and a half early, and it is unedited, so you hear all the and shits and all that kind of stuff. Plus, there was a couple other things we added where we left in there that wasn't in the other show. So, yes, please, if you'd like to donate and go over to our Patreon account, it was a lot of fun. Even tonight's show, there's plenty of stuff that I need to edit out. So,
and just remember, there's nothing wrong with paying for content. I actually became a season pass member to the FS statistics site tonight. So it's okay to pay for content. I understand free is cool, but paid is better.
Our patrons get the best of us.
Yeah.
If you're not a patron, I'm probably just half-assing it. I'm not even going to lie.
Plus, you hear the way real people speak, you know? All right. So real quick, we picked 13 people because we're 3 of the spots. So the 13 people we picked, and after the show, we'll be sending out some invites to everybody. We need you guys to send us your emails and everything. So we picked Michael Ray, Russ Fisher, Brucey's Tutu Shine, Dustin Church, Gavin Thomas, Manolo Folcarelli.
Folcarelli.
Folcarelli. What are you doing over there?
Hey, and Manolo actually bribed us. That's not why we picked him. He had a great email. But at the end of his email, he said that he's willing to make team logos and pictures for everybody in the league. So we're going to hold you to that, Manolo. We have Josh Katz, Brian Heiser, Ken Teague, Josh Valentin, Big Perm, who... That's that great question, which was kind of a slam on Jeremy without telling it's Jeremy.
I am not trading with that guy.
Alex Wischesnik?
Sure.
And Chris Johnson.
Sure. So wait, I'm sorry, how did you pronounce that?
Wischesnik?
Chris.
Oh, Chris Johnson.
John's, that's a weird name.
So, yeah, so those are the 13 guys we chose, and we will be sending out some emails to you guys to get your guys' MFL accounts and everything, and we'll send you out some emails and invites, and we'll get the league up and running sometime this week, and we'll try to get drafting in about a week and a half or so.
And you know what? If people are still looking for another listener league, I don't know. Maybe send us some emails. We'll look into another one.
Yes, we actually were flooded with a lot of email requests, and we did take some time to read them all and make up this league. And it is true. We've been kind of feeling bad about some of the people we left off. So maybe if we get enough response, we'll throw together another one real quick. So
and patrons get first dibs.
Well, absolutely. So if we get a flood of patron accounts this week, you know, maybe we'll make a Patreon.
We'll make seven leagues.
And real quick, guys, I don't know if you thought about this, but we're going to have to do payouts beyond the top three, since I'm assuming the top three places in this league are going to be you, me, and Mike, Shane, and Jeremy, you know, the three of us and the other 13 guys. In order for them to win something, we never.
I think we're going to do – I'm going to do some – I think we. I want to do some fun things in the league, like weekly high scores, things like that, things that keep guys kind of involved all season long. But you know, once we send everything out, we open up the DM thread, whatever, it's gonna be good to go. Well, Zach had a point.
I was gonna say, we were playing around with that. What do you got, Zach?
I got the early Vegas odds here, and Brian Heiser, I happen to know, owns a Dynasty Dummies shirt. He's got odds right now. He's the favorite to win this league.
We
got a ringer. We didn't even know it.
Oh, maybe we should have talked.
I didn't want any smart guys in this league. That's why I got perm in it. God damn it.
So yeah, we've got a good mix of guys. We had some great emails. We had some great requests. So hopefully this will be an awesome league, and we'll talk about it on the show and go.
Not one lady. You noticed that? Not one lady. So we are not popular amongst the females. I think we need to go to video so we can get a little more popular with the ladies. Hey, how you doing?
Actually,
we're intimidating. I don't know.
No, if we have some ladies out there, please hit us up. Let us know. Send us a Twitter request thing or whatever. Send us an email.
We're all married.
Yeah, like you're asking for girls to slide in your DMs. Like, we're not hitting on people here, dude.
I'm talking about so that we can say that Shane is wrong, that we don't have any female people that are fans. True. I wasn't talking. I've been married longer than some of you guys have been alive. So what are you talking about? So before we finish up here, Shane, you want to talk about the FFPC and about us being out in Vegas?
Just go on to the DFF website. There's an FFPC link there. FFPC is a great website. They host many leagues. They have a partnership with us. We've created a bunch of dynasty leagues with them. They've got best ball leagues. They've got football guy leagues. They've got all types of good stuff. Check them out. There's a link on our website.
Awesome. And we are going to be out in Vegas. Shane and I will be out there. We're going to be doing two shows, I believe, while we're out there. We'll have LJ jump in, and we have some of the owners and higher ups in the website for Dynasty Football Factory that have actually never even come on air to any of the shows, that have talked to us about wanting to jump in with us and doing some shows with us while we're out there. So look for that.
They're not invited.
I'll make sure that we get somebody on. So we'll be looking at that. And Zach, thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything you want to plug? Anything you want to throw out there?
Where can we find you?
Oh, I'm one half of the Dynasty Dummies, and certainly not the smart half. That's Kyle. But yeah, Dynasty Dummies, you can check us out. We usually drop pods on Tuesday, but you know, whatever. Sometimes Kyle has babies and I can't edit. So but yeah, no, and I'm at TacitAssassin13 on Twitter if you want to get a hold of me. And that's pretty much where we're at.
Definitely give him a follow. Get over there, click on his name, follow him, follow the dummies, download their podcast.
Make sure you're subscribed to their podcast. Their podcast is, you know, every time I'm on the show and we have a guest and I talk about their podcast. If you notice that every one of our guests on, I say, oh, yours is one of the shows I actually listen to. And I sincerely mean it. That's why they're guests on the show. Zach and Kyle are great. They're not like every other show, which is partly why I like them. their name belies their smarts. They are a great show and very intelligent gentlemen. And yeah,
I forgot my singing voice, my great singing voice.
Zach is a he sings.
Yeah.
There's that.
So again, Zach, thank you very much. And that's a great tribute from Shane. And hopefully you'll get some more followers and your podcast will too. And everybody get out there to iTunes, give us a rate and review, send us some questions on Twitter, to our email account, dynastytradeshqpod@gmail.com. And maybe we will look into doing another league. But at this point right now, we're going with the league that we just picked and we'll send stuff out this week. And thanks everybody for listening and hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Word up.
Trust the process.